This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, June 1st, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, migrant parties in New York. The border crisis ain't just for Texas anymore, as a former employee of a New York City hotel shared with Fox and Friends on Saturday what hotel employees regularly encountered as they went to the rooms of a hotel that had been taken offline as far as tourists and devoted entirely to housing the flood of migrants that have been bused to New York City. Carlos Arellano, former employee of the Row Hotel in near Times Square, said that the hotel is a free-for-all, his words. Sex, drugs, violence engulfing the hotel, which is one of the area's largest housing centers for migrants illegally in the country. Arellano detailed a discovery where he encountered a 10-year-old girl intoxicated, drunk, in a room, parents nowhere to be found. Said the staff of the hotel not allowed to intervene when they see sights like this. Said that they're not sure some of the adults who claim to be parents are not actually parents because they use fake documents. They don't have any way of knowing whether these parents are actually the legal guardians of these children or whether they are traffickers who brought them into the country. The state's Democratic Governor, Kathy Hochul, is telling city leaders across the state to be less bigoted and accept busloads of migrants. This is after New York City's Democratic Mayor Eric Adams expressed his frustration and opposition to Texas continuing to send migrants to his city, claiming that New York City is now out of room. Other Democrat-run cities across the country also finding that being a sanctuary city sounds better as a campaign promise than it's proving to be in real life. In fact, in Chicago, police precincts are being overrun by migrants who have nowhere else to sleep. Police working the night shift, having to walk around sleeping migrants on the floor of the lobby of the police precinct in order to get to work. Homeless people camping out inside terminals at O'Hare Airport. Other Democrat-run cities across the country also declaring states of emergency as the border crisis has now moved to the interior of these United States. And speaking of Chicago, topic number 4 today, the streets of Chirac, a nickname applied to the increasingly violent streets of my hometown, Chicago, my old neighborhood, which was a family-friendly, blue-collar neighborhood of predominantly Greek and Polish, Italian folks, now one of the most dangerous in the entire city. ABC News in Chicago reporting that more than 50 people were shot over Memorial Day weekend, 11 fatally, as the gunshot victims included two toddlers accidentally shot and wounded in separate incidents, a 14-year-old boy, 16-year-old girl hurt in unrelated shootings while just standing on the sidewalk. This occurred as newly elected Mayor Brandon Johnson deployed his new safety plan over the weekend, which supports violence prevention programs, youth outreach efforts, funding the work of more than 250 grassroots organizations in 24 communities, mainly on the west and south sides of Chicago. The state of Illinois also trying to curb the violence in Chicago. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced last week he was deploying a Yellow Vest Brigade, peacekeepers funded by the state of Illinois, deployed to the streets of Chicago to reduce violence over a Memorial Day weekend. Obviously not very successful. This anti-violence approach, part of a state strategy to work with communities organizations to reduce gun violence in Chicago. Not only did the state-funded peacekeepers not keep the peace, it's reported that a man wearing one of those neon yellow peacekeeper vests was caught on police security camera violently beating and robbing a motorist in the Little Village neighborhood of Chicago. Police caught up to the suspect as he was fleeing the scene and trying to remove the vest. It's hard to blend in when you're wearing one of those neon yellow vests. The suspect, Oscar Montez, had recently been released from a 12-year sentence on a gang-related shooting charge that was pled down from attempted murder. He was one of the peacekeepers funded by taxpayers from across the state of Illinois to try to keep the peace in Chicago. I can only imagine what our friends downstate, as we spent 4 years living in Coles County, Illinois, can only imagine how they feel about their tax money going to this boondoggle in Chicago. Topic number 3, capitalism is terrorism. Kind of what's part of the worldview that is contributing to this idea on the part of progressives, so-called progressives that words are violence, that exercising free will is violence, that capitalism is, in fact, violence. That was the connection made by a talking head, a commentator on MSNBC Monday, who was talking about the ongoing boycott of Target stores after they rolled out their pride-friendly children's clothing line. Apparently, exercising your free will to shop where you choose is literally terrorism. Seriously, I'm going to quote. When Target caves into this, then it says that the moment you threaten the employees of even a very large corporation, you get to control its policies. So let me break in here. Nobody's threatening the employees of Target. People are just saying, we don't agree with those values, and so we're just going to buy our children's clothing elsewhere. And all of our other stuff that we would buy at Target, we'll just choose to go somewhere else. Continuing, this is economic terrorism. Literally terrorism, his words. Creating fear among the workers and forcing the corporations to sell the things you want and not sell the things you don't. End quote. Oh, the horror. Exercising your right to choose to, in a free society, to shop where you prefer, buying only the things you want to buy and not buying the things the corporation wants you to buy. This is called free market capitalism, but in the minds of this gentleman, bless his pointy little head, that constitutes literal terrorism. While at the same time, the corporate media has essentially ignored the bomb threats made to Target stores, five of them last week Friday, four in Ohio, one in Pennsylvania, by somebody who claimed they would continue bombing Target stores until they moved the LGBTQ plus child clothing back to a more prominent part of the store. That's literal terrorism. Shopping where you choose. Well, actually, this is saying the quiet part out loud. A free society where people get to choose to do what they want with their own money. That, in the minds of this person, constitutes literal terrorism. Target isn't being forced to do anything. Target is free to continue putting its tuck-friendly swimwear for children too young to understand what the word gender even means wherever it wants in the store, if it's willing to pay the consequences. And it is, reportedly, the value of Target, according to its stock price, has dropped by about $10 billion since this began. But according to this commentator, and the worldview he represents, your ability to choose where you choose to shop is literal terrorism. We should allow our cultural, moral, and intellectual superiors like him choose for us where we spend our money, and oh yeah, more importantly, how we should raise our children. And that's really what's at issue here. And I think most Americans would agree that that just ain't gonna happen. Topic number two, your brain is not your own. In this new brave new world, a woman whose epilepsy was improved by a brain-computer interface, or BCI, was sadly devastated when 2 years into this ongoing trial, she was told that she'd have to have it taken out because the company that produced the brain-computer interface had run out of money and gone bankrupt. The Australian woman, Rita Leggett, had received this experimental device. She had suffered from epilepsy from childhood. She was 49 when she was recruited for the trial, found that the BCI worked beyond any expectation, allowed her to resume a mainly normal life, doing things that you and I take for granted, like driving a car and visiting with friends without fear of a seizure, making her life perhaps dangerous or even impossible. But 2 years later, the company NeuroVista ran out of money for the trial and said it would have to remove the BCI. Leggett and her husband remortgaged their home in an effort to buy the device outright, but the company refused, took it out anyway. This is not an isolated case, sadly. A similar incident last year where the manufacturer of a bionic eye decided that the eyes were obsolete, refused to continue supporting the older devices, leaving people who'd had them implanted and restored some eyesight now blind again in those eyes. This sounds like dystopian fiction, but this is the world in which we now live, where wonders of modern medical technology can restore functionality as long as the company chooses to continue offering support. And related news, by the way, Elon Musk's Neuralink just received FDA approval to begin testing its brain-computer interface. Coming up, spy whale. Russian spy whale. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
With a global one-world cabal rising, it is time for the remnant of God to prepare spiritually for what is coming like never before. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Final Agenda Super Collection. When you order the Final Agenda Super Collection from the SkywatchTVStore.com, you'll receive the brand new book by Terry James and Pete Garcia, New World Order, Worlds in Collision, and the Rebirth of Liberty. This groundbreaking new book puts on full display all the telltale signs of the impending collapse of Western civilization that are all around us. From the out-of-control national debt, corruption at every level of government, cities suffering from rampant crime and lawlessness, the intentional sabotage of Western education systems, and the growing potential for nuclear world war. New World Order also navigates the globalist agenda to merge ancient paganism into modern technology, to excise God's created order via the Great Reset, and explains how individuals can and need to confront all these issues head on. But that's not all. When you order the Final Agenda Super Collection, you'll also receive Jonathan Brittner's brand new book, Cancel This. This incredible new work from acclaimed author Jonathan Brittner takes a zoomed-in look at precisely what we as Christians can learn from colorful characters throughout the Bible that are often thought of as bad guys. Cancel This examines what led to their disastrous decision-making and total lack of sound judgment that would ultimately bring total destruction to their lives. By exploring these historical biblical accounts, we ourselves can learn profound lessons about how to avoid the same anger, bitterness, greed, pride, unforgiveness, and even the desire for vengeance in today's toxic cancel culture. And as a total bonus, each chapter of Cancel This concludes with thought-provoking questions, organized in a way that can help readers apply solid biblical truths in group Bible studies. But we're just getting started. You'll also receive absolutely free while supplies last, the best-selling book by Terry James and contributing author like Dr. Thomas Horn, Jonathan Brittner, Bill Salas, Pete Garcia, and so many more. Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm, where you'll learn why so-called woke insanity, cancel culture, and the mainstream media are indoctrinating our social, educational, and even military institutions with anti-God, anti-America as founded sentiment. You'll also learn about emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. But we're still not done. The Final Agenda Super Collection also includes the amazing DVD, The Coming Judgments. Join Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brittner as they delve into great detail on the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments listed in the Book of Revelation. This exclusive DVD also features Jonathan Brittner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture, where you'll be shocked to find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap. Sold separately, the items in the Final Agenda Super Collection hold a retail value of $85. Yours right now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone to place your order at SkywatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Final Agenda Super Collection today.
Topic number one today, a beluga whale, apparently, possibly, spying for the Russians. This is a strange saga of a whale who's been named Havaldimir. It's a Norwegian play on words, Haval meaning, forgive my pronunciation if you're Norwegian, meaning whale, and, Vladimir Putin. Anyway, Havaldimir, a beluga whale, may be a current or former Russian asset. As you can see, he's wearing a harness of some sort, and beluga whales don't get those in the wild. He's been spotted swimming off the coast of Sweden. He was first discovered in Norway's far northern region of Finnmark. He spent 3 years kind of slowly working his way down the Norwegian coastline, perhaps mapping the fjords. And suddenly, in recent months, he has sped up to where he has now moved on to Sweden on Sunday, discovered off the southwestern coast of Sweden. The whale is believed to be 13 or 14 years old, which means, according to experts, that he is probably flooded with hormones, perhaps looking for a date. However, since the closest population of belugas is known to be the Svalbard Archipelago, which is off the north coast of Norway. He's going in the wrong direction, which is leading some to consider that he might, in fact, be a Russian asset. Skywatch TV's One World Rising virtual conference is on right now, which means if you want to make sense of the world around us and why things are happening the way they are at ever-increasing speed, want to take advantage of these 24 cutting-edge presentations from the likes of Tom Horn, Carl Gallups, Ryan Peterson, and many others, yours truly, contributing a talk on the World Economic Forum's Great Reset Initiative and why it's literally regressive. Literally, sometimes I think these progressives who use the word literally don't know what the word literally means. But I'm serious. I think that the Great Reset is actually a reset to a world of 5,000 years ago. Anyway, you can get instant access to those presentations and as a free bonus, all 6 Skywatch Films documentaries at DefenderConference.com. 90 days access. Watch what you choose to watch in the order you choose to watch it. You are basically setting the conference schedule. Find out more and sign up today at DefenderConference.com. Speaking of the One World Rising, that is the topic of the End Times Prophecy Experts on this week's Skywatch TV program. Mondo Gonzalez, Jonathan Brentner, Terry James joining Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team to discuss the end times and how the globalist agenda fits into that. Our broadcast schedule, if you watch over the air, is set at skywatchtv.com/channels. That'll tell you where and when you can watch the program, but you can watch it right now at skywatchtv.com. All of our video content is always at the website or Roku or Apple TV. If you've got a set-top box, add the free Skywatch TV app to your channel or to your box, that is, or you can check us out at our YouTube or Rumble channels, rumble.com/SkywatchTV, the YouTube alternative that doesn't cancel. You can also download all of our content right to your smartphone or tablet, which is even better because it bypasses the gatekeepers altogether. All of our video content, important news updates, calendar of our upcoming events, that and more in the palm of your hand, whether you're holding an iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire device. We've got apps for all of those and links to their app stores for your convenience posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.